Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode. Taking you through this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, talking some Titans, and we are very pleased to be joined by Titans defensive tackle Daquan Jones. Daquan, what's going on, my man?
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Going well. So what's this training camp been like for you so far, Daquan? How normal or not normal has it felt while you've been out there with the guys so far?
At first, it felt a little weird. I mean, you have to get used to the new normal, but yesterday was the first day of pads, and I'm telling you, I felt like camp. So I think, you know, with pads on and everything getting back to normal, it feels fine to me.
Daquan, how are things different for you this year with Jarrell Casey moving on? How do you view, I guess, that impact on you both on the field and then even in terms of your voice in the room this season?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be different. I've played with him for the last five seasons, so, yeah, it's going to be real different. But, you know, for me, just taking on more of a leadership role and actually going in there and speaking up and voicing my opinions on things and helping the rookies learn as much as they can.
Daquan, obviously, Dean Pease was a very popular guy in that locker room. What were some of the biggest takeaways that you had while he was coaching you, and what do you think it's going to be like without him this year?
Well, from Dean, I mean, you learn a lot. You learn more about football. I felt like I got to learn more about not just my position, but other positions. So that, you know, that I took that and made sure I learned as much as I could. But I mean, I think going forward, it really feels like he's still here. I mean, everyone's still talking like it was. You know, everyone's coaching everybody. So I really think it'd be a big difference. For me personally, and I feel like a lot of guys feel the same way. I mean, everyone's just—it's a defense where everyone's talking, everyone's coaching, you're learning, and you learn something new every day.
And of course, Shane Bowen kind of stepping into, at least in some ways, some of the defensive coordinator duties. What have you seen so far from Shane on that? I mean, obviously he's still coaching the outside linebackers, but are you seeing him, I guess, be more vocal or take on some of those responsibilities so far?
I mean, but, you know, like I said, too, like, he also talked a lot last year. So, I mean, for him to go up there and talk is kind of normal. So, I mean, he's doing a heck of a job of it, and I think everyone in the room respects him enough to sit there and give him the undivided attention. So, I think he's doing a good job.
Titans defensive tackle Daquan Jones on the line with us. Okay, Daquan, us normal, non-athletic guys that me and Joe are here on this radio station, sometimes we look at Derrick Henry and we say, how in the world do people tackle that guy? What is it like to try to tackle Derrick Henry? Because I'll be honest with you, I look at some of the teams that you guys are playing sometimes, and you can tell that some players are just absolutely terrified to go try and hit that guy. What's it like to tackle Derrick Henry?
You know, we only get to start him up in practice, but even when you do that, I mean, you feel the power behind him. And you go on and turn some of the games, not a lot of people want to tackle him for all 60 minutes of a game. You know what I mean? He's a big physical runner, so, I mean, that's going to wear on anybody over 60 minutes. So, I mean, he just goes out there and plays his game, and we all see it. I mean, the defense wears down at the end.
Well, speaking of freaks, you've got a guy next to you in Jeffrey Simmons who obviously I was really impressed. I think everyone was how quickly he got back last year, Daquan, you know, from the ACL. Makes a difference for you guys, and now obviously a bigger role for him. What have you seen from him? What do you think, you know, his potential, his ceiling is this year in his second year now that he's fully healthy?
I mean, that's right there. I mean, I'm just happy that he's fully healthy and he can go out there and showcase his skills. I mean, what is he going to do? I guess we're all going to have to find out week one. But I'm just happy for him that he's healthy. I mean, he's excited come to work every day and go on to practice field and get better. So I'm with it with you guys. I'm just excited to see him go out there and fully put his skills on display.
So, Daquan, you've been progressing every year, becoming better and better. What do you think the next step is for you this year in this defense?
Just keep working, man. Just keep putting my head down and help the team any way I can. So, I mean, for this year, just go out there and be a dominant force in the run game and doing my job and to make sure I'm holding double teams and I'm helping free up the linebacker and stuff like that. So I'm just keep going out there and doing my job like I've been doing and hopefully help the team win.
Who were you noticing so far, Daquan, also on that defensive line? Obviously some new guys coming in. Larrell Murchison, rookie, gets drafted. Haven't seen Jack Crawford out there a lot so far, but anyone right now kind of turning your head so far?
I feel like it's still kind of early for that. I mean, we had our first Saturday yesterday. You know, everyone, the energy was up and everyone was excited. But I feel like after, you know, a good week of practice, I'll have a better answer for you guys. But I feel like after the first day, it was kind of, everyone was kind of going. We'll see who can be consistent going forward.
Titans defensive tackle Daquan Jones on the line with us here on Morning Drive. And Daquan, you speaking of rookies, like, it's got to be a difficult situation this year for rookies coming in with everything going on with COVID and the different protocols in place. Like, how do you guys as veterans help these rookies along and get up to speed quicker without preseason games and without the benefit of OTAs as well?
Yeah, I feel like it just comes down to talking to them and telling them to take advantage of every practice rep. I mean, they got to treat it like a game rep, you know. When the pads come on, you got to go out there and treat like a game rep and do your very best. And at the same time, learn the playbook, learn what the coaches are telling you and try to put it to use in every way you can. Picking everything from individual to team periods, I feel like that would help and show the coaches that you can be coachable and be dependable.
Is that difficult, Daquan? And even not even just for the young guys who obviously – would get a lot of looks in these preseason games, you know, special teams. I think of in particular, you guys don't usually do a lot of live special teams. These preseason games are big for that. Now you got to switch that. Is it difficult? And I know it's still early in camp, but to not have sort of the game build up, you know, be out there on the field. And even though it's a preseason game, have an opponent to go at, you know, four times before you guys get into the season.
I feel like it's going to be a huge adjustment, trying to get used to that, not having that. Even though it's somebody else, everybody gets excited hitting somebody else, you know what I mean? So, I mean, because for the next couple of weeks, we're going to know, you know, our teammates and who we're going against. We're going to have a profile built for them. So just having, you know, a change of opponent brings a different element to it. So not having that, I feel like it's going to be a little weird, but, you know, just it's another adjustment to go through with COVID.
Daquan, you guys were in the top half of the league last year in your rush defense. What do you think is the key to building on that and even moving up on that this year?
Just continue to execute our defense the way it needs to be executed. I mean, really. I mean, we do that. I think we'll be fine. I think those numbers will hopefully go up. But I think if we just go in there and execute our defense, we'll be fine.
Daquan, I think every one of you guys on defense who has done the Zoom calls with us has been asked this question, but I'm going to ask you again on Vic Beasley, a guy who obviously, you know, at first didn't show up and then came in the day after the opt-outs, right now is not on the field yet. But what is your take on that, and what have you seen so far from him just in meetings and things like that? And what do you think that he can provide for this defense once he gets out on the field?
I think once he gets out there, he'll be fine. I feel like, you know, his football instincts will take over. But right now, I mean, he's working while we're working. He's learning the playbook. He's attentive in meetings. So I think he'll be fine. Like I said before, like if you need extra help, like I feel like anyone on the team would be willing to help him out. So I think he'll be fine. I think he'll come in and gel, you know, right with us.
Titans defensive tackle Daquan Jones on the line with us. All right, so we see Vrabel out there sometimes, Daquan, and he's very hands-on, as you know, a coach that is not afraid to get up in there and get involved with the drills. Do you ever kind of look at Vrabel and say, hey, man, like, you're going to get hurt out there? Like, I know he's big. He looks like he can still play. Sometimes I get nervous, Daquan, that he's going to get a little too physical out there.
No, I think he'd be fine. He's a big boy. I mean, what, he stopped playing, what, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be all right. Still a young coach. So, I mean, it's good to see when you have a head coach like that goes out there and gets down in the drill and actually shows you what he wants and stuff like that. I mean, it's awesome to see that. It really is.
So, Daquan, what's the expectation internally for this team? I think they're high, you know, on the outside, fans and media. I feel like, obviously, you guys coming off an AFC Championship game appearance, yeah. You know, the idea that you guys could win this division is right there for you. What internally, what's the discussion in terms of what you guys could do this season?
I just feel like everyone's on the same page as far as, like, we have work to do, and last year was last year. It's a whole new team. We have to come in and work every day and build on our fundamentals. And, you know, hopefully that'll take care of itself going through the season and make sure that we are the healthiest team going out and staying healthy. That's going to be the main point this whole season. Is the healthiest team is going to make it the further. So as long as we sit there and hold each other accountable and do the right things, I feel like this team can do a lot of good things.
Titans defensive tackle Daquan Jones has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Daquan, thanks so much for taking time to join us this morning, and good luck this season. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Daquan Jones, Titans defensive tackle. A really important guy on that defense, especially now, like you mentioned, Joe, with Jarrell Casey out the door. I think there's going to be a lot more responsibility on Daquan Jones this year, and he's a guy, if you look at the numbers, I mean, he's continuing to get better on a year-by-year basis, so I'm excited to see what he can do this year.
No, he's a really good player. He's been a force for them, and I would have to say, I don't know if he's the most underrated guy, but he's probably the least talked about key player or right up there in the last few years. You know, he's been really solid, and you know, you take Jarrell Casey out of there, and it really falls on him as far as the veteran leadership of that group, even though Jeffrey Simmons is obviously the guy everybody's going to be watching to break out this season.
Vrabel gets in there, man.
He does.
I do get nervous. And he's a big guy. I understand. But
yeah, I mean,
throws that weight around sometimes.
I think he misses playing. I mean, I still think, like, I'm sure there was, like, player coaches in the 1940s and stuff. I still think that Vrabel should, like, go do, like, one rep with the punt team to be a player coach. You know, why not?
Get in that goal line package.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah,
get in there.
H-back. You can do an H-back
come
rep.
Come over the top. I mean, what's he got, 10 touchdowns in his career?
Oh, I mean, he never dropped the ball, man.
No.
He had big catches all throughout his career. But, yeah, he could lay a crunching lead block still as an H-back right now. Why not?
When we come back, we'll dive back into the Titans, dissect what this defensive line could look like without Clowney and without Jarrell Casey. That's next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.